This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A judge has ruled against an effort to oust Colorado's controversial GOP chair. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
An El Paso County judge has found that when Dave Williams' opponents held a vote last month to remove him from the job, they didn't have enough members of the party's central committee on hand for the vote to be valid. Williams has angered some Republicans by picking sides in contested GOP primaries, publicly attacking members of the party he disagrees with, using party funds for his own congressional campaign, and moving the party further to the right. In response to the ruling, he said the party plans to pursue legal actions against his opponents. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The man charged with arson in Larimer County's Alexander Mountain Fire this summer was found with fire-starting materials in his home and thousands of rounds of ammunition. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Jason Hobby was arrested last month. He worked on a ranch where the fire started. A newly unsealed court document showed that police found numerous professional fire-starting materials at his home, even though he was not a professional firefighter. Police also found clothing with Chief Hobby written on it. Hobby has a decades-long history of impersonating public officials. According to investigators, he was upset that the ranch he worked at was transferring land to a nonprofit for veterans, and he allegedly said that it would be better if the nonprofit, quote, exploded. Hobby's attorney said the state's case is circumstantial. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
CDOT will consider adjusting the speed limit on a winding stretch of I-70 west of Denver after a fatal crash last month. The semi-truck crash killed three people, but there will be no criminal charges. Wheat Ridge police say they found no evidence that the driver was impaired or speeding when the truck rolled over. This is CPR News and KRCC.